Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great tell, powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone, Hollywood Nights. Oh, yeah. Chris Lowe told me that Jason Swain likes to be called Hollywood now.
This is your intro now from here on out, Hollywood.
Hollywood Swain. What's up, man?
Hollywood.
What is going on? You can't listen to Chris Lowe. He's the one who's always on ESPN. He's always the go-to guy on the Paul Feinbaum show or ESPN when they need a college football analyst or insider. Chris Lowe is just trying to deflect. That's it. He doesn't want the attention. But he's the real Hollywood around there, not me.
Chris Lowe's been participating with our show behind the scenes all day. I think he's just like sitting in traffic in Nashville or something. I don't know what's going on. But why does he call you Hollywood?
He just trying to deflect. You know, I've been on the Feinbaum show a couple times. And, you know, I'm doing a little TV here in Knoxville. I've been doing it for the last couple of years. And Chris Lowe, again, he just likes to deflect because he's a real Hollywood guy. I'll tell you one thing about Chris Lowe. Do not ever lose a bet to Chris that has a restaurant involved, because he will order everything on the menu and he will ask the waitress if they have any secret items in the back that he can also add to the bill if he's not paying. So don't ever lose a bet to Chris Lowe.
That guy's so skinny, he's not eating anything right now.
Yeah, he's dropped some LBs, man.
He ate everything when I had to pay for it.
A smart man.
Yeah, now you need to catch him. At Swain Event on Twitter, SwainEvent.com is the website. Jason Swain doing the radio and internet thing up in Knoxville. Hey, I heard Jeremy Pruitt on Vol Calls last night, and I wanted to get your take on this. When asked by Brent Hubbs who the leader of the team is at this point, he answered me, which I loved that answer personally. Am I wrong to love that?
No, I love the answer just because he's honest. And that is what I think we've been missing from our football coach for a long time. I don't like the answer because I don't like the situation where he don't have anyone to point at.
Right, and I think that's what he's telling you. I think that's a little message to the team, don't you think? Like somebody's got to be able to step up and communicate about reps that aren't being done right and stuff like that, and have the strength and the mental fortitude to do that.
Well, that's exactly what he was saying, and that's the exact thing that the staff is, battling against. When you have freshmen guys like Jeremy Banks and others stepping up and being leaders, I think some of the younger players have shown the personality to be leaders and development to leaders more than some of the older guys that have been here. And, you know, when I played, when I was a young guy, I learned from the guys that were juniors and seniors, and they learned from the guys before them. And somewhere along the line, I think that chain broke. And there's a lot of older guys kind of looking at each other, looking for someone else to lead, and they're all doing it. And someone needs to step up and be that guy, because this team is only going to go as far as the leadership takes them. The coaches can't stand on the field and hold your hand. I mean, it's not little league t-ball. So they have to be able to lead themselves and hold each other accountable.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event on Twitter.
Swain, Saturday was a nice confidence builder for a whole bunch of young guys. Jordan Murphy, Bryce Thompson, Jeremy Banks. A lot of guys left that game, hopefully, with confidence they're going to need to get through the rest of this season.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it was good to see those guys make some plays and have fun doing it. You know, when you play a team like ETSU, you get a chance to get up on them and make some plays. It's fun. I mean, I have a little brother, and I don't care what anybody says. It's fun beating him up when he's smaller than you. You can't do anything about it. I don't care. It's fun. And that's what happened on Saturday. They got a chance to beat up on ETSU a little bit. And they'll get a chance to do the same thing this weekend against UTEP. So they have to make sure they get in, do their business, get a lot of guys in there, make some plays, get a lot of reps, and then prepare for Florida. I think this game should be played at 6 in the morning so that way it can be over by 9:30. and they can do a walkthrough at 2:30 preparing for Florida in the same day. That's what I feel.
How do you keep guys, because you played in some of these games where you're thinking, okay, we're going to roll these dudes, but then there's Florida around the bend, and there's a whole bunch of tough schedule after that. How do you keep guys from looking past UTEP?
Well, I think it starts with the head coach and making sure that the competition is at an all-time high in practice. If you're making these guys feel like, hey, I got to continue to compete in practice just to play, then when they don't play and they go in there and they have the opportunity after the team is up 2, 3, 4 touchdowns, those second-team guys are going to go in and still try to make plays and still try to earn playing time for the next game. And I think that's how you eliminate playing down the competition and only beating a team by 10 points or 14 points. You should have beat them by 40 points. So I think that is a culture that Jim Pruitt is trying to build. And that's why we see some of these other programs that do have a lot of talent and have a lot of competition. They're beating teams 60 to 70, 80 points. You're putting up big points on them because the second team guys are hungry too.
The Vols have not committed to turnover through these first couple of games. They're plus 4 in the turnover margin right now, tied for 10th nationally. Holding on to the ball could really come in handy as the SEC schedule starts to happen and the weather starts to turn and the elements could get nasty too.
Well, this team doesn't have the luxury of beating themselves and still being able to win games. I mean, the margin of error is very small, so they have to be very disciplined. They can't get penalties. And they can't give other teams extra opportunities by turning the football over. So they have to play a clean game. They have to play, you know, their best game to have chances to win later on in the football season. So it's good to see Jared taking care of the football. He's throwing the ball 31%, playing very, very smart, throwing the ball on time. He's doing a really good job. He needs to continue that. And what's so impressive with that is usually when you have an offensive line that struggles, like Tennessee has in the first two games, you know, pass rush usually creates turnovers, whereas fumbles and forced throws, and Tennessee has been able to avoid that. So hopefully we can keep that going and knock on some wood entering Florida week.
Swain, what did you think about Jeremy Banks at running back?
I like Jeremy Banks, man. I was really anticipating him to come in and kind of be that guy for everything. I heard him coming from West Tennessee. I heard he had that dog mentality. And he's showing that already. And I think that is wearing off in some of the older players. And so I think Pruitt really likes him. I think Banks is going to be a guy in the next 3 or 4 years that's going to be one of the leaders of the football team.
Obviously, Florida is going to present Tennessee with a lot of challenges. You were talking about it. Offensive line play has got to get better. Can it get better? Can they get that kind of cohesion, in another 9 days?
No, I think you can. Anytime you're on the practice field, anytime you're in the film room, you can always get better. And so they just need to continue to work together, find the best 5 that work together the best, and roll with it. Because things change when you play Florida. The trenches get a little bit more serious, get a little bit more dirtier. And I know against Kentucky flat out whooped Florida in the trenches. And so they're going to want to come back and correct that performance against Kentucky, against Tennessee. So they better be getting better, because if they're not, they're going to get embarrassed against Florida. And we don't want that.
Emmett Gooden, talking about the lines of scrimmage, really stood out. Again, it's East Tennessee State, but they're trying to find bodies, trying to find dudes that can help them. And 8 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. That was a great step for him.
Well, as you are, looking for a pass rush and production from some of your starting players and your older players that you thought were going to give you more, you're giving opportunities to guys like Emmett Gooden. And if he takes advantage of those opportunities, guess what's going to happen? He's going to get more opportunities, and other guys are going to get the opportunities taken away from them. And so that's what happens on the practice field when you leave it up to competition and you leave it up to, hey, the people who are practicing the best are the people who are going to win. There's no such thing as game players. We've seen a few of those. Josh Dobbs was one of those guys.
Yeah, he was.
Cordell Patterson was one of those guys. But, 95% of the time, the players who practice the best are the players who play the best. And I think some of these starting players at the beginning of the season will find that out the hard way when they start watching other people play.
From a player perspective, obviously you play that. I mean, you played there. Do you how would you handle that? Do you respect that from a player perspective?
No, absolutely. You have to respect that, because, you don't want your whole team to kind of sit back saying, okay, well, practice doesn't matter. You know, it's about what I do in the game. I mean, you create your habits in practice. And so, you know, if you're half-butting in practice and you're being able to get away with it, you're going to do it in the game. And so you want to make sure that everyone is practicing their best and earning playing time. That's the only way you can do it. I think how things got messed up over the last 2 years is there was a lot of entitlement. There was a lot of favoritism. And I think it caused a lot of problems. And I think Pruitt is changing all those things. And that's the way it should be. You earn your playing time. If you don't practice well, then you don't play. And I think that forces the culture in the right direction.
Love it, Swain. Great stuff, man. We'll visit with you next week, and it'll almost be go time at that point.
That's right, man. Anything Chris Lowe says, do not believe it when it comes to Hollywood. He's a real Hollywood guy, okay? But,
by the way, there's a text message in your phone to you and me, and it's a picture of the Hollywood sign.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood.
All right, man. See ya.
All right, see ya.
All right, at Swain Event, SwainEvent.com.